Good evening, and welcome to Antimon's Commuter Diary Part 2. The second installment of Nanostudio tracks made while commuting from my home in Sweden to my workplace in Denmark. Coming to you on radio.electromusic.com. Part 1 can be found in the electromusic.com media archives. This consisted of 30 short tracks lasting a bit less than an hour, along with some field recordings. This time I've made a mix of 28 tracks, lasting a bit more than an hour this time. Ever since I started doing these every morning and evening, I've been wondering how long I can keep going without getting a writer's block or starting to repeat myself. It's often the case when I get a new instrument or other piece of gear that I have a couple of days of intense inspiration and then it wanes as I start getting too familiar with the item. But Nanostudio balances between versatility and ease of use. I'm constantly finding new things to do with it, and I'll probably have enough material for part three in a couple of weeks. What you're about to hear is played in chronological order, starting with the track that I made on the way home from work, 7th of November, and ending with a track made on the way home, 3rd of December, 2010. Enjoy! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What you've just heard was The Commuter's Diary Part 2 by Antimon. I should point out that this was all made 100% in Nano Studio, save some volume adjustments. You're listening to radio.electromusic.com, and at the next stroke of the hour, there will be some live music from Shay Mosk, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening.